The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as the people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor.
Thank you.
Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah.
How can he expect us to believe he knows the future?
Where does he get his information?
Well, what if Simeon is right? What if our king really is coming? You know, I wonder, will we be able to see him with our own eyes?
Simeon, he thinks he knows it all.
He thinks he has it figured out.
He thinks he sees the future all so clear.
How can he be sure?
How can he know all those things?
How can anyone face it when Messiah will appear?
Would it be? Possibly. But Simeon is right. You know, it could be true.
He said the king is coming soon. We could see him with our eyes. What did he say if Messiah came today? Would we be prepared to meet the King of Kings? What would you do if he appeared before you now? What would you say if Messiah came today?
Then I'd say,
my Lord, I will boldly stand and shout your name to all the earth. What would you say if Messiah came today? Would you be prepared to meet the King of Kings? What would you do if he appeared before you now? What would you say if today?
Perhaps an even better question is, what would he say to me? Could he see my heart? Could he see inside my soul?
What would he say if Messiah came today?
What would you say if Messiah came today?
What could I say?
Would I be ready if